Buying or selling property is one of the biggest financial decisions most of us will ever make. So understanding who does what in the process can make all the difference. Joining me is Talia Bauer, who's here to help us navigate the world of property with confidence. Welcome, Talia.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, listeners. Thank you very much for having me this morning. When buying or selling property, most people turn to professionals to guide them through the process, but not all serve the same purpose. This segment, we'll take a look at two key players in the property industry, real estate agents and buyer's agents. While they may sound similar, they work on opposite sides of a transaction. So what's the difference? Well, the key difference lies in the nature of the client they represent and the services that they offer. Real estate agents work for and represent the seller. Their level of service is transactional. They are focused on selling. Their main goal is to present and market property effectively, ensuring that it reaches a maximum of potential buyers to secure the best possible sale price. They are skilled in evaluating market conditions and advising on the optimal listing price of a property. They offer at their sellers marketing strategies that include property listings, open homes, and networking with their database to find potential buyers. They handle transactions. They're adept at negotiating, sometimes mediating between parties, and handle the administrative aspects. That's contract preparation, coordinating inspections. They may have connections useful to buyers for services such as insurance, inspectors, handy persons even. Here's a bit of a hot take, an unofficial PR person for a property. I've heard along the way in sellers' markets, such as we're experiencing at the moment, where sales agents refuse building in pest conditions in case the contract is terminated, making the property look bad to the market, which is quite interesting. They are a true everyman or one-stop shop for getting property transactions done. On the other side of the coin is the buyer's agent. A buyer's agent works exclusively for the buyer. Their objective is to find the right property that meets the buyer's needs and budget. Their level of service is advisory. They don't sell property nor are involved in contract preparation. Rather, they're still a licensed professional, offering instead a range of services tailored to assist buyers in navigating the complex property market, usually before any offer is made. They might help a buyer with their property search by shortlisting and evaluating properties. They may also negotiate a purchase price in favourable terms, sometimes bidding at auction, approaching sellers and having access to off-market properties to maximise buyer choice. This is especially significant down in our southern counterparts, Sydney, Melbourne, for instance. Here in Brisbane, they're not as popular yet, but certainly becoming so, simply because, as most people would be aware, you know, every open home, there's a cast of thousands. They usually, in that instance, have a good understanding of a local property market. For people wanting to move up to our sunny shores, the location of the best and worst streets and areas, and future major infrastructure or development projects that might be in the works, you know, avoid or perhaps flock to for additional services. They're really good at providing unbiased advice, ensuring that buyers are able to make informed decisions without the pressure of sales tactics and sometimes a thought to give their clients a bit of a competitive edge over other buyers while ensuring a rewarding and successful purchase transaction. So, Deb, why do we use a buyer's agent? Well, in a heated market where demand is still well exceeding supply, a buyer's agent can save a buyer time and stress by handling the property search and evaluation process. They might assist in finding properties that aren't yet listed on the market by approaching sellers, you know, perhaps in the thought of selling their property but not yet having engaged a sales agent. And they can assist negotiating a purchase price with those sellers. Services are usually offered, always offered, I suppose, at a fee payable by the buyer. But it's worthwhile considering the market in Brisbane is moving by around $10,000 a week on average, and so the service seems to pay for itself. The differences mean that buyers who rely solely on sales agents may not be getting the full picture. Their priority is to sell, not necessarily to assist a buyer. So when would you look at engaging a buyer's agent? Well, most first home buyers find the service particularly helpful just to get on the property ladder. Once you've got something to trade, you know, once you've got a property, it's really, you know, the world's your oyster. Getting on there is the difficult part. And in that, they're able to provide expert guidance. Investors looking for market insights and great deals might also find it a valuable tool. It's great, of course, when buying in a competitive market where negotiation skills matter. And as I said, people buying from interstate and aren't able to inspect a property themselves or don't understand the market or rhythm of the property transaction might find it a really helpful person to have in your pocket. I hope that information was assisting. Of course, any questions, you know where to find me. And otherwise, thanks again for having me, Debbie.
That was great, Talia. Thank you so much for being here. So what I got out of that is, so whether you're buying or selling, understanding the difference between a real estate agent and a buyer's agent can really shape your experience in the property market. Now, a real estate agent is focused on achieving the best outcome for the seller, while a buyer's agent is firmly in your corner, guiding you through the search, evaluation, and negotiation process. That said, good agents on both sides strive for a win-win outcome. After all, today's buyers could be tomorrow's client. So in a competitive market like Moreton Bay's, having the right professional by your side can make all the difference. Is that what you were trying to get across to us,
Delia? Absolutely, Debbie. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So thanks so much for joining us today, Talia. Some really valuable insights.
Pleasure. Pleasure as always. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks to our listeners. And catch you on the next segment.
Thank you so much. So check out Talia's earlier podcast too. So she helps you navigate the process of buying and selling property. All this and more on podcasts 1015fm.com.au.